Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy end. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Last night, for the first time since the death of her fiancé, Barry Carlton, Penny Gibbs went out. Her escort was Joel Evans, the young doctor she met in the hospital where Barry died and where she herself lay seriously injured. It's the next afternoon now as Penny is in an automobile with Catherine Winters, young president of the Rossville Women's Club. Mrs. Winters says...
Miss Gibbs, it's awfully kind of you to take this time to show me around the community center.
Well, I'm more than happy to, Mrs. Winters.
Well, I promise not to take up your entire
afternoon. Certainly can take up as much time as you like.
Oh, thanks. I may really impose on your kindness another day as well as today. You see, I've been wanting to make a report on the center to the women's club.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I was hoping I could get interest in the center from the women's club.
You have it already.
Yes, I have it from the president.
No, from the entire club, Miss Gibbs. That's why I want to make the report.
I see. Well, here we are.
Oh. Oh, this is the place.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the building and remodeling going on here, but I didn't dream it was the community center.
Yes, that's just what it is. Of course, I'm afraid it's still rather torn up inside, but you'll get an idea of what it's like. Well, shall we go in?
Well, I won't learn much about it sitting here gawking at it.
No, I don't think you will. It's right up this way, Mrs. Winters.
Is the entrance on the side?
No, I'll take you through the front door, but the flooring just inside the door is being torn out, and it's kind of dangerous walking.
Oh.
Aha, uh-huh. You can hear the workmen busy on the new floor right now, I think.
Yes, I can. Can't carpenters make a racket, though?
Yes, they certainly can.
You know, I think carpenters are little boys who grew up before they had a chance to make all the noise they wanted to as children.
Yes, I think you're right. Do you have children, Mrs. Winters?
Yes, two adorable little boys. But I don't think they'll grow up to be carpenters. They make the noise of 10 children as it is.
Well, here we are. I hope the door isn't locked.
Fortunately, it is.
That's all, Mrs. Winters.
Thank you. Don't call me Mrs. Winters. You make me sound so old. My name is Kay.
Thank you. Mine's Penny.
Now we're behaving as we should.
Oh, wait a minute. I better close this door before one of the carpenters screams that he can't work in a draft. There we go.
Penny, this place is amazing. I remember this old house as a child. I used to play with a little girl who lived here. How it's changed.
Mm. Well, time and carpenters can change a lot of things, Kay.
How much too right you are. Is this the main room?
Yes, only it would normally be entered from the front door in the foyer right there. In here, I think I'm going to have ping pong, a billiard table, a shuffleboard, several other games, too.
Why, it's the size of a dance hall.
You think this room is big? Just wait till you see the dance hall. It's downstairs, right next to the soda and sandwich bar.
You're going to have everything for the children, aren't you?
I'm afraid I'll have to have just about everything to attract the children, Kay. The street corners and drugstores still do have something to offer.
But not enough. This is something Rossville has needed for a long time. And I speak not only for myself, but for the members of the club, when I say we're grateful to you for this, Penny.
Thank you very much, Kay. I wasn't really aware that the women's club was interested in a thing like this, you know.
Oh, The women's club does a lot more than meet for tea and crackers, Penny. Maybe you don't know it because you've been too busy to join
us. Oh, yes, I have. I've wanted to, but it just seems that I never have the time.
Well, we hope you'll find the time, Penny, and soon. Because you'd be interested in the things we do. We do charitable work of all kinds. We're intensely interested in the problem of juvenile care, the feeding and clothing of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
We support a 4-bed ward at the Rossville Hospital. And we send 20 poor children to camp for 2 weeks each summer.
Oh, it's really a wonderful program of feeding the children and sending the children to camp and supporting the ward at the hospital. But it must require a lot of money, doesn't it?
Not only money, Penny, but planning and study. You know, that's one of the reasons I've come to see the community center. The women of the club want to know, well, just what they can do to help you.
Oh, that's very kind of them. I'm going to give it a lot of thought, but I don't know just what they can do.
Well, for one thing, we can see that the mothers of Rossville interest their children in coming here and seeing what this place has to offer.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yes, that's only one thing. Well, whatever else we can do and will do will be determined by whatever help I find that you need from us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe it'll be money, Kay. Mrs. Carlton, Barry's mother, is taking care of the financing of the place.
So I understand. But you may need other help. You know, arranging parties here or games or outings. I want you to know, Penny, that you have the full support of the Women's Club of Rossville. And as I said before, every one of us is grateful to you for what you're doing.
I'm glad to be able to do it.
I'm sorry about the circumstances which bring this place about. Believe me, you have my fullest and deepest sympathy. Mr. Carlton was a fine person.
Yes, he was just about the finest I've ever known.
Would you show me around now? Oh, the carpenters object.
Yes, they'll grumble and growl at us, but if we're careful and ask very politely, I think they'll let us look around.
Good.
As a matter of fact, the carpenters should be out of here in a few days, and that'll be a relief. I'm home.
Hello, it's Soma.
Hello, Freddie.
Hi, Gizzy.
Hello. Well, how's Paul today?
Well, he was okay when I left him about an hour ago, but Nora's staying out there with him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I want her at the farm as much as possible now anyway. Well, how's everything?
Everything's just fine, Freddie.
Good.
I just showed Catherine Winters at the women's club around the community center.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really getting the big shots interested in that joint, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, a guy from the mayor's office called a little while ago to ask when the place was going to open.
The mayor's office?
Yeah. It was something about a formal opening. You know, ceremony of some kind.
Oh.
He said he'd call back later on.
Oh, Freddie, I don't want any formal opening.
Well, the way this guy talked, I guess you're going to get it whether you like it or not.
Well, I certainly don't like it.
I don't like this either.
You don't like what, Freddie?
This letter. Guess who it's from?
Oh, let me see now.
No, that's not the one.
I can't guess. Tell me.
It's from Helen.
Helen Burroughs?
The very same. You know, I told you Nora asked me to write to Helen and give her some money. Well, I did.
And that was very nice, and then she wrote and thanked you. What's wrong with that?
Well, like a sap, I went ahead and I told her what Nora said.
Yeah?
You know, how I could fix it so she could come back here to Rossville and live, and how maybe I could help her get a job.
And she's coming back.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Here, let me read you a little bit of what she says.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, here's part. She says, "Thanks for the dough, Freddie, and for inviting me up to Rossville. I don't know about coming back, because first I got to see what..." This dame writes better than she talks, but not much better.
Oh, Freddie, don't be too critical. Remember, you didn't do so well yourself a few years ago.
Yeah, I think you're right. I keep forgetting about that. Well, anyhow, the gist of the letter is that she's going to think about coming back here to Rossville because maybe I still go for her more than I say. Now, Gibbsy, that's the part that's got me worried.
You mean that she thinks you still like her more than you...
That's the idea.
Oh, well, Freddie, you can straighten her out about that in no time. Just write her and tell her that it was strictly Nora's idea.
Yeah, or maybe I should write her and tell her to just forget the whole thing.
Well, maybe that's a good idea.
Well, what do you think, Penny? I want to give the girl a break, but I sure don't want her to come back here and mess things up for me again.
Oh, Freddie, I don't think she'll be trouble for you. I mean, I don't think she'll be troubled if she comes back and gets a job.
You and Nora think the same way. That's just what Nora says. But nobody knows that dame the way I do. You know, job or no job, she could still cause trouble.
Freddie, that is so silly. How could she cause trouble?
I hate to think of how. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Well, she goes for me.
Well, in that case, maybe it would be advisable to keep her out of Rossville.
Yeah, I think so. But then, I did do her a favor, Gibbsy. I gave her a break. Now, maybe she'll come back and behave herself this time. What do you think? Do you think she will?
As you said, Freddie, you know more about her than I do. I think Helen Burroughs and what you do with her is something you'll have to decide for yourself. Oh,
yeah,
but... phone, excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Say, maybe that's the guy from the mayor's office calling about the opening of that community center.
Yeah, it probably is. Hello?
Hello, Penny. This
Dr. is... Dr. Evans, hello. How are you, Joe?
Fine. I'm quite pleased with myself about last night.
Oh, I had a wonderful time. Where are you?
At the hospital in Heatherton. I had to call and see how you were. I didn't keep you up too late, did I?
Yes, I think you did, but I've gone to bed early so many nights the last few months that it didn't hurt a bit. How are you?
Well, I was a little sleepy till about noon today, but now I'm all right. I took an hour's nap about noon.
You little boy, you need to sleep, don't you?
That's right, like all little boys. Seriously, Penny, I had a great time. Let's go out again some evening later in the week.
Well, thank you, I'd love it.
Penny, you mean that?
Yes, I mean it.
Then you had as good a time last night as I did.
I had an even better time, I think. Joel, you have no idea what a good time I did have. I don't know how to tell you or even thank you.
Oh, you've told me and thanked me already. Bye, Penny. I'll call you tomorrow if I have the time.
Tomorrow? Well, all
Goodbye,
right.
Goodbye, Penny. I'll call if I can.
Well, Joel, listen. Joel? Joel?
Hey, Gibbsy. Hey, is anything wrong?
No. No, no, Freddie. That was Dr. Evans. Well, I wonder why he hung up. What do I know?
Did Dr. Evans hang up on Penny because he knows she's begun to show an interest in him? Is he trying new tactics? And is there more trouble ahead for Freddie and Nora Lang if Helen Burroughs comes back to town? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and get just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.